there's no food in my teeth. Because I just ate some food. Not hungry. Anywho, we're going to be talking about exclusively pumping. We all heard about, you know, exclusively breastfeeding, which means that you are exclusively breastfeeding, doing nothing else. But there's also exclusively pumping. What does that mean? What is that? Exclusively pumping is pumping your breast milk and feeding it to your baby in a bottle. So you're doing nothing in regards to physically latching a baby onto your breast. Now, with that said, breastfeeding is breast pumping. You are still feeding your baby via the breasts, but they're not latching onto your breasts. Your milk is coming out of your breast, which you're feeding to your baby in a bottle. So you're breastfeeding. But how do you breast pump? How do you exclusively breast pump? How do you even make sure that your milk is coming in? Because it is true that a baby latched onto your breast suctions the milk out of your breast much better and empties your breast much better than any pump can. However, there are not every mom can actually breastfeed for multiple reasons, but it doesn't mean that because you can't physically breastfeed, meaning the baby's latching onto your breast, that you can't still provide breast milk to your baby. So exclusively breast pumping is a great alternative. So how do you do it? It varies between a newborn, so even just considering like a 0 to 3 months, 3 to 6, and 6 plus. It will vary, but what's important is having some type of schedule understanding. So your first 3 months is when you got, especially the first 6 weeks, you want to make sure that you are doing a lot more because your body's just producing breast milk for that baby. And remember, the whole concept around breast milk is the more you empty your breast, the more milk is going to be made. If you keep milk in your breast for a long period of time, your body's going to, what you're doing is sending a signal to your body saying, you know what? I don't need as much milk as you think I need, so I'm going to stop producing. But if you're emptying your breast is getting a signal saying, hey, her breasts are empty. I need to make more milk and I need to make more milk faster. Regardless if it's 0 to 3 months or 3 to 6 months, keep in mind that you should be pumping for at least 120 minutes a day. In the beginning, you're going to be pumping a lot more, 0 to 3 months, a lot more sessions. But what happens is your sessions are going to be shorter. And then as time goes on, your sessions may be longer, but you won't be doing as many sessions. In the newborn phase, it's best to breast pump between 7 to 10 times a day, which typically means between 2 to 3 hours, how long you should be going without emptying your breast. At the beginning, it is very important that, especially between 0 to 3 months, it is very important that you do pump at night, because at night, your breast makes the most milk. So if you're keeping that milk in your breast and not emptying it, you're telling your body you don't need to produce milk, which leads to a low milk supply. Now, with that said, if you're having issues with any type of low milk supply, pumping, or even breastfeeding, head over to my website, tenley.com, and book a one-on-one consultation with me, and we can work through any of the issues that you're having. That's a plug. Now back to what I was saying. 4 to 6 months, you can be pumping from 6 to 7 times a day. 6 months and older, because typically moms or parents start introducing solids after 6 months. Once you've started introducing solids, your pumping sessions can decrease. So some moms are pumping 3 to 4 times a day at this point because they don't need to be pumping as much milk. So keeping in mind that you have a routine, a schedule going of how you're pumping. And even with that said, is the less time that you spend pumping. So if you're pumping like 3 to 4 times now, you're pumping for a longer period, yes, but you're also going to be getting a lot more milk in these periods because you stretch it out. Whereas if you were pumping your 7 to 10 times a day, you're going to be getting less milk during that period of time because you're pumping more frequently. But another thing that comes up is, do you pump at the same time every day? No, You don't have to. You can have two different types of schedules. So you can say, you know what, I'm going to pump every 2 to 3 hours. If that's the schedule that you have, then go ahead and do that. Set your alarms on your phone so you remember when to have your pump parts ready. Or another recommendation is pump when your child feeds. So if your child is having a bottle right now, give them the bottle while you're pumping. Your child is not going to feed at the exact same time every single day. So no, you don't have to pump at the exact same time every single day. Just like you, sometimes you may eat lunch at 12 o'clock today, or the next day you may eat it at 1, 1:30. It's the same kind of concept. With that said, it is so important to understand how to manage breast milk. I've put together a quick little guide of how to manage breast milk. Head over to my website and download that guide and make sure you put it up, because you know, if you're not managing breast milk properly, it can cause stomach issues with your child. Understanding that breast milk does expire, what you can do with breast milk that has actually expired as well. And you know, things like not microwaving breast milk. A lot of mothers don't know that, but head over to my website and download the guide and put it up on your fridge, anywhere that you can see, or your spouse or your partner, whomever's there to help you manage with baby, so they can see what happens, how long it's been in the fridge, labeling, you know, freezing, all that kind of lovely stuff. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Comment down below or send an email to me. All right, well, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully this video helped you. Have a good one. Bye.